refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Friday, March 10th.
Today's meditation is offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin.
Today's reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 20, through chapter 7, verse 1.
Observe, my son, your father's bidding, and reject not your mother's teaching. Keep them fastened over your heart always, put them around your neck. For the bidding is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and a way to life are the reproofs of discipline, to keep you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Lust not in your heart after her beauty, let her not captivate you with her glance. For the price of a loose woman may be scarcely a loaf of bread, but if she is married, she is a trap for your precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his garments not burned? Or can a man walk on live coals and his feet not be scorched? So with him who goes in to his neighbor's wife, none who touches her shall go unpunished. Men despise not the thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry. Yet if he be caught, he must pay back sevenfold. All the wealth of his house he may yield up. But he who commits adultery is a fool. He who would destroy himself does it. A degrading beating will he get, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. For vindictive is the husband's wrath. He will have no pity on the day of vengeance. He will not consider any restitution, nor be satisfied with the greatest gift. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one thing that I want to definitely highlight about these particular readings, there are a pool or a wealth of information. Even nowadays, you know, when you look back and you realize what they had to deal with on those kind of days based on this instructions that are given, you realize, boy, it seems like it's there are everyday instructions almost. Talks about not looking at another person's wife, you know, not looking, keeping those kind of commandments that church has instructed, you know, that has to deal with the sixth and the ninth commandment. You know, neighbor's wife, don't take what it's not yours in terms of that from that particular thing. But highlights something that it's even more important. Highlights the fact that is identical to our life. The things that we do in our life makes us who we are in that case. So said, can a man take fire to his bosom and his garments not burn? You know, he gives true examples of things that would happen, you know, like, or can a man walk on live coals and his feet not be scorched? These are the things that he identifies with when he talks about the price of a loose woman who can be also a married person, that it will become a trap for your precious life, it says. And then goes on giving those examples that I just mentioned to you. But then he goes to realize, to give some even more interesting examples about a person that would, as a thief, will steal the things that are necessary for everyday, you know, life. If he's caught, he said he will have to pay back sevenfold. All the wealth of his house may be yielded up. In other words, even though we're doing something that it sometimes seems necessary, it's still, if it's a bad thing, it's a bad thing. It doesn't matter at that point whether it's moral. It counts to be moral. If it's not moral, it would become something that it's totally different. Therefore, let's look into this particular reading as an instruction that will give us clear understanding to stand where we need to stand as true Christians. Are we willing to make the sacrifice to do the best things, or are we going to be degrading ourselves by doing the worst things in our life and wipe away everything that is good? Well, let's measure truly what we need to do on a daily basis.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio.
Today's meditation was offered by Father Ovidiu Marginin.
Reader, Julie Schocksnyder. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.